WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The Nonesuch record label has long been associated with medieval music, the avant-garde, and folk and ethnic music from around the world. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says Visions and Miracles, a new Nonesuch album by Ensemble Alcatraz, combines elements of all three.
On the cover of Visions and Miracles, the new album of 13th century Spanish music by the Ensemble Alcatraz, is a painting of the Madonna and Child with Saint Sebastian and other saints. At first, it looks like a medieval Spanish painting, then like a Salvador Dali. It was actually painted 8 years ago. As their name suggests, this vocal and instrumental group that specializes in medieval Spanish music is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. But the twist is that Alcatraz is also an early Iberian word for pelican. It was an old belief that the pelican fed its children with its own blood, and so it was a potent symbol for early Christians, a myth debunked as recently as the 17th century by the great English author Sir Thomas Browne in his Pseudodoxia Epidemica, or Vulgar Errors. So the Ensemble Alcatraz itself combines contemporary points of view and scholarship with a devotion to early music and performance practice. This delightful album, however, wears its scholarship lightly. Most of the pieces here are from the Cantigas de Santa Maria, the ballad-like songs in the Galician dialect commissioned by Alfonso X, called The Wise, to praise the miracles of the Virgin Mary. These are fascinating pieces with some surprisingly comic overtones. The funniest one tells the story of the heretic who stole a beautiful picture of the Virgin and, quote, put it in his privy. Then he sat down there, and he made a great mistake, unquote. The devil kills him, and the picture is rescued by a good Christian who is surprised to discover that in spite of its unhappy surroundings, it still has a heavenly smell. The most beautiful cantiga narrates the story of the workaholic seamstress who sews on Saturday despite her promise to the Virgin not to. The Holy Mother paralyzes her in punishment and finally cures her at Chartres. The refrain, repeated after every verse, says, "Every promise that is made to the Virgin, it is just and right that it be upheld."
Thank you.
Some of the songs are 10 or 15 minutes long, and they're all structurally repetitious. But there's a slippery shifting of rhythm and color. Besides which, the cantigas evidently derive from so many different cultural layers, Spanish, French, Muslim, and even Jewish, that they provide a continual sense of discovery. And the performances by the five-person ensemble are full of energy and variety, especially Susan Rhode Morris, the extraordinarily resourceful soprano who can sound like a recorder or a choir boy one moment and a peasant the next. The album also includes two moralizing church songs in Latin and a long, hypnotic instrumental suite arranged from various melodies from the cantigas. Who can say if performers sounded like this in the 13th century? Could they have been nearly as good?
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Visions and Miracles, a new album by Ensemble Alcatraz on the Nonesuch label. This is Fresh Air.